So the Gemara has been discussing this idea. Amar Rav Chisda, loylister inush be knishta, ad de bani be knishta achriti. You're not allowed to destroy the Beis HaKnesses, even if you feel like that's the appropriate thing to do, and you're going to replace it until you build a replacement. So once you build the replacement, then you can knock down a Beis HaKnesses. But until you build a replacement, not. And the Gemara had two reasons why not. Ikeda amri mishum pshiyusa. Some say because we're afraid you may not end up building the second Beis HaKnesses. You may be negligent. And even if you raise the money and you have the whole construction site set up, maybe there's going to be a pidyon shvuyim, which we know from different places in Shas. Once upon a time, Lida was not so loy shchiach, and you're going to have to come up with the money to be mekayim the mitzvah rabbah of pidyon shvuyim. Others said it's pashut. Practically, you're not going to have with a daven in the interim. Being that you're not going to have with a daven in the interim, so for that reason, you have to have another Beis HaKnesses. Is there a difference between the two reasons? Yeah, but if you have another shtibel, there's another Beis HaKnesses. If the reason is Mishum Pshiyusa, this Delachshash Pshiyusa. If the reason is Mishum Tziluye, so over there you don't have to worry about Tziluye. Now, the Gemara, in the course of its discussion, said that there is a time where you would be able to knock down a Beis HaKnesses, and that is when, if you found the tiyuah, if there's something wrong, there's an issue, in that instance, it would be okay. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. What would be if you want to knock down a Beis HaKnesses that has a tiyuah, but in the interim, if you knock down the Beis HaKnesses, you're not going to have anywhere to daven. Do you knock it down, or do you not knock it down? So the Yad Rimah, here in Masechtas Bava Basra, says, you knock it down. Maybe if the chash is pshiyusa, okay, here there's a tiyuah, so that is going to be doicha the chash pshiyusa. But if you don't have with a daven, then maybe it should be different. Now, the truth is, Rashi said that what's this idea of chazi bei tiyuah? Bikua sheyehe mezumen lipa. So if you assume that this is like a real chashash, so that's already chamira sakanta meisura. That's a whole different idea. But let's assume we're not dealing with mamish bekuach nefashas. So the question over here is, where there's a tiyuah, but you don't have another place to daven. Could you knock it down or can you not knock it down? Says the Ramah, yeah, and I have a raya from the Gemara we just learned. What's the raya? Hordas. Because the Gemara said that Bava ben Buta gave Hordas an Eitzah. His Eitzah, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf, was knock down the Beis HaMikdash. I'm telling you, this is good advice. Knock down the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild it and make it, mamish, as nice a building as anyone has ever seen, right? Why? How was he allowed to do it? Fake the Gemara. I, Rav Chisda, said this is not okay. So the Gemara said, there was a tiyuah. Now, when Hordas knocked down the Beis HaMikdash, there was nowhere to bring karbonis. So if there was nowhere to bring karbonis, and still it was okay, Zoysay Meres, that this halacha of tiyuah is true, even if you don't have a place to daven. So I saw there Tzvi Pesach Frank. In his Agois al Hashas, he brings this Ramah and he says, L'chayr kasha al oichacha shal Ramah. L'chayr have a grace kasha under Ramah's oichacha. What's his kasha? Makrivin afa pishayim bias. The Ramah said that when Hordas knocked down the second Beis HaMikdash, when the second Beis HaMikdash was under construction, there were no karbonis being brought. They didn't bring the Tamidim Kisidram and Musafin Kilchasan. Mehechetesi. They knew where the Makam HaMikdash was. All the issues of Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis, all Reb Tzvi's Kalisher's problems in the 19th century and Reb Kivega and the Chasam Soifus Tshuvas, Vechule, Vechule, the Chayra weren't in play because they had a Beis HaMikdash. They grabbed it. It's under construction, right? You want to be careful from the right side, the left side, Beseder. But what happened to Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis? As I fragged them. So he said, Virotzisi le Taretz. I wanted to say maybe a nice Taretz. And that is, Bava Ben Buta, Kiyodua, was Mitalmide Beishana. Rabbi Eliezer's shita in Shas is that you don't say makriv and afal pishayim bayis. I'm Megill daf yud ubaoid mekaymes. Rabbi Eliezer said Rabbi Tzvi Pesach we know was shamuti, and the Rishonim say why was he shamuti? Because he was also mitamide beishamai. So he says it's yitochin. I don't know, but it's yitochin that if Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't say makriv and afal pishayim bayis, if Rabbi Eliezer's shita is the kedusha Rishonim's kitchel l'shaita for loy kitchel asalavoi, so it's gans yitochin that is Shitas Beis Shammai. If it's Shitas Beis Shammai, it's Gansi Tochen, that it's Shitas Bava Ben Buta. That's the case. The Ramaz Raya was from Bava Ben Buta. Bava Ben Buta L'Shintasa, who's Beis Shammai, who, like Rebbe Eliezer, holds Kedush Rishayin to Kitchel L'Shaita, but like Kitchel L'Asalava. If that's the case, you don't say Makri Nafal B'Shem Bayis. So how could he have given in an Eitzah? Ipa Yisema Mishum Tiyua, but you're not going to have me to bring Karbonis. Oh, must be with this Tiyua. I don't have a Cheshbin. It doesn't bother me that I won't be able to bring Karbonis. Kalv Chaim, it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to have a Beis HaKnesses to be able to daven it. And that was the Ramaz Raya. And there, Rav Tzvi Pesach says, it's a little bit of a pilpul. He says, but the MSC, is, Ukein Zem Matsasi Besef in Asiva Soilam. He finds a safe in Asiva Soilam that quotes a Rashi in Beit Avchof on the base, where Rashi had a Psakasha also where he had a kasha, and the way he worked out of his kasha was saying that Rabbi Eliezer is mitamid beishamai, and Rabbi Eliezer always conforms with beishamai, maybe. And if Rabbi Eliezer is mitamid beishamai, he always conforms with beishamai. So based on that, he was able to miyashiv that kasha over there. It's interesting that Rabbi Pesach, the reason he's like not sure, ukeinze matzasi, is bringing a shtickle smach, a precedent, a shtickle makar, a riot to his teretzniz, because a little bit of a shtickle tayra. What's the shtickle tayra? Just because Rabbi Eliezer holds that makrivin, that you don't say makrivin afal pi shein bias, and that kedusha shein is kitchel l'shaita, but like kitchel l'asalavai, who said that that 100% means that that's shittas beishamai? So he says he found it a sefer with somebody made as acheshman. But the emphasis we've spoken at many times, that chasam sefer in a few places, it's in his Chidushim al Hashas and Masechtas Nida Dav Zayin. It's also in Tshuvas Chasam Soifei Chayshem Mishpat Simin Reishe. He says that we know Rabbi Eliezer Shamute. And Chazal say, because he was Tamideh Beishamai. So he says, okay, that means that Allah can never be like him? Meaning, what if Rabbi Eliezer said something that's not me Tamideh Beishamai, right? So he said, the Chasam Soifei, the Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkot Av Chavches Amad Aleph, Me'oilam lo yamarti dover, shaloi shamati mirabosai. I never said something that I didn't hear from my rebbes. And he said, Chavamol gezen in HaSeifer. Losh of the Chasam Soifei is, Kein matzasi v'shachachti mekoymoi. Go find another place that the Chasam Soifei says something like that. He says, I found this in a Sefer, v'shachachti mekoymoi. But Al Kopanon, the Chasam Soifei says, I saw somewhere in a Sefer once, can't remember where, but I once saw that it could be that what Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said "Me'olam lo yamarti dovish lo yishamati me'aboisai" was that every single thing that I said over was from my Beishamai Rebbes, and because it was from my Beishamai Rebbes, that's where Rabbi Eliezer became Shamuti, and we never passed him like him. "Me'olam lo yamarti dovish lo yishamati me'aboisai" from Shammai. Every single Rabbi Eliezer in Shas is Shammai. If every Rabbi Eliezer in Shas is Shammai, and Rabbi Eliezer sheet this kedusha shayni kitchel shayti v'lo kitchel lasalove, and you don't say makriv and afal pishayim bias, well, if that's the case, zoysay. Meres, it has to be. This is the cheshbon that this ishita's beishamai, bava bambutas from beishamai, that kol yovei amakayim beshalom.